Hare Krishna.
So we already did the arti and kirtan for him earlier. But we will do some auspicious mantras.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atha Panchadashodhyayah Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Urdvamulam Madashakam Ashatam Prahur Avyayam Chandansi Yasya Parnani Yastam Veda Saveravit Adashurdvam Prashitashtashashaka Gunaprabhida Vishaya Plavaha Adashtumulani Anasantatani Karmanu Bandini Manushaloke Na Rupamasiha Tatoplabhyate Nanto Nachadina Chasampritishta Ashpatamena surudamulam asangasastrena jitena titpa tatapadam tatpari margitavyam yasmingata nani vartande bhuyaham tameva charyam purusham papadyayita paviti prashita purani nirmana moha jita sangadosha aryatni nitya vinivitta kama dvandir vimukta sukaduka samgeka chante mudha paramavyam tat natadvasayate suryo nashashanko napavaka yatkatpana nivartante tathama paramam mama mamevam sho jivaloke jivabhutashnatana manashastanji anjayani prakatishtani karshate Shariram yat avapnoti yachchapit utkamatishwaraha kihitvetani samyati vayur gandhani vashayat shrotram chakshush parshanam cha rasanam grahana vivacha adishtaya manaschayan vishayan upasevate utkramatam sitam vapi bhunjanam vagunan vitan vimaranan upashanti pashanti gana chakshusha Yatanto yoginashchainam pashanti atma vashyatam yatanto kitatma no nainam pashanti chetasaha Yaraditya dagat katham cheju jagat vasayate kilam yachchanamasi yachchagno Tattejo vidimam makam Gamavishyata bhutani dharaha mahamojasha pushnami choshidhi sarva samabhutva urasatmakaha Aham vaishnavana roputva praninam dehamashrita pranapana samayukta vachanam Chaturvedam Sarvascha Chaham Hridishanivishto Mathasmithi Gyamapohanam Cha Vedeshta Sarviraham Vedyo Vedantakud Vedavireva Chaham Dvayama Purusho Loke Sharaksharaiva Chaksarav Sarvabhutani Kutaksharachite Utama Purushashtanya Paramatmeti Dahrita Yoloka Chayama Vishya Vivata Vishwaraha Yasmat sharamathito ham aksharat apichorat ma tospi loke vedecha prahita purushottama yomame vasamudo janati purushottama sarva vedvachate mam sarva vena bharata iti gayatamam sashtam idam mukma mayanaka etat bhutva bhudimanshat krita kritascha bharata om tatsarete Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supana Sastra Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Sastra Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Purushottama Yoga Panchadasho Jayaha Hare Krishna. So that is chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 15 is entitled Purushottama Yoga, the yoga of the Supreme Person, and it is divided into four sections, verses 1 through 6, verses 7 through 11, verses 12 through 15, and verses 16 through 20. So these four sections make an acronym, H-O-M-E, home. So the first verses discuss whether this world is our home or is it a hotel. So what's the answer? No. Now, when you go to a hotel, do you repaint the walls? Do you put your picture on the wall? Do you put new tile on the floor? Why not? Because you cannot stay there. So Krishna is saying, this world, you cannot stay here. You cannot. So don't try to hold on so strong. It is just a hotel. Hari Bol. Then, verses 7 through 11 is for O. O stands for over and over and on again. So what could that be? Sangsar, yes. So he says, Mevamsho, my angsa, my part, is called the jiva. So the living entities are like a spark out of the fire, but they are eternally the spark. Mevamsho jiva loke, jiva bhutashnatana, manashastanjinjani, pakatishtanik, shariram yadavam. So we're giving up one body and accepting another body. And we're existing in the body and enjoying within the body. And we're carrying our different conceptions of life from one body to another. Now, what is the smell of air? How does oxygen smell like? Any smell? No smell, yeah. Now, but if the air passes over Rose Garden, how does it smell? And if it passes over Staten Island, it smells like garbage. That's where they pour all of garbage of New York City goes there. High cancer rate in that place. So air is neutral, but it passes over by the Sangha. It develops a particular type of odor. So Krishna is saying air is pure. Like, so the soul similarly is pure in the body, but it's associating with different gunas and it's taking different species thus. So sometimes we are in Urdhvam Gachanti Shatvasta, we are in Sattvagun. We go up to higher planets. We take a body of a deva. Madhyetishtanti Rajasa, we're in Rajas, passion. We take birth as in human species. Jangana Gunivitishtas Adho Gachanti Tamasa, and we're in Tamas. We're in Tamasic mode. Then we take birth in animal species. For example, our life in America gets us ready for animal species of life, next life. Because much of the mentality that is cultivated is that of a dog or a pig or a bear. No. To eat all kinds of junk, why do it as a human when you can do it as a pig? Or to kill things and enjoy the blood, you can do it as a tiger. Or if you just want to be a lazy fool, no one is going to call the bear lazy for sleeping for 6 months. Even the wife won't get on his case. So we take birth in various species. And one who is Jnana Chakshu, his eyes are trained with knowledge. He can see it. How the soul is there, existing in this body and various situations of life. Only if he is trained though. For example, how many of you are trained in auto mechanic? Do you have any experience with auto mechanic? So you're driving down the street and the car begins to smoke. You get outside, you open the hood, and perhaps you just scratch your head. But the mechanic comes, he sees the same thing. He starts doing everything. He sees the same thing that you're seeing, but he understands the situation on a much more depth layer. So, yatanto yoginashchayinam, the great yogis, the spiritualists, they can see the soul clearly by its symptoms, just like an adult can understand there is a battery in the clock. They don't see, neither see the battery, they just see the symptoms. Where a child might not understand batteries needed for that clock to run. Same battery can be put in different devices, same soul in different species. And therefore, they don't want to cause any harm to all species, all forms of life. Yatanto yoginas chayinam. And those who are yatanto kritanmano, those who are miserly in their spiritual endeavors, they cannot see, even if they try. Just like we may look into the car, we cannot see. We don't, even if we try. We need some training, some education. Then next letter is M. Maintainer of mind, body, and soul. So, what does the body need to survive?
Oxygen?
Water? Food? Now, what do you need to, what do you need necessary, what's a necessary thing to produce food? And? Sunlight. So he says that power within the sun, the moon, and fire. Yare ditya katam dejo jagat basaya te kilam yat chandramasi yat chagno tat dejo vini mamakam. That comes from me. Gama visha tu bhutani dharaham. I enter planets and give gravity, cause them to float. Dharaham. And pushnami choshiri sarva somabhutbhutva sabaka. And by the influence of the moon, I affect the growth of vegetables. Which is something, maybe not common knowledge, but according to Western science, even the moon has an effect on the growth of vegetables. So, you wouldn't have food without the power of the sun and the moon and fire to cook that food to make it more easily that your body can assimilate it properly. Now, even if you had that, you still need another fire. What fire is that? His name is Vaishnavanaru. Which fire is that? The fire of digestion. So you could have a nice rasagula, samosa, everything, you know, jalebi, everything is there. But if no digestion, you cannot enjoy. So Krishna's saying, I become that fire of digestion for all creatures. Now, to operate, so the mind, we said body, mind. He says, I become the knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. I provide those things so you can operate in life. And Vedeshta Sarver, by all the Vedas, I'm to be known. So he's even the maintainer of the soul. Vedantakrit, I am the author, and Vedavit, I am the knower of the Vedas, the goal of the Vedas. And then the last letter is E. E stands for essence. So Bhagavad Gita, the main message can be summed up in the last five verses 16 through 20. So he says there are two types of souls in existence. One who is conditioned, one is liberated. So what is the quality of someone who is conditioned? They think they're their body. For example, do you think you're Indian? Yeah, so we are conditioned. Do you think you're a man? That is conditioning. What kind? We don't know what kind of body we are eternally. We had this body. It's like I drive a Toyota, but if I thought I was the Toyota, that would be a different big issue. So now we're in this body, but the problem is we think we are the body. And therefore, whatever the body demands, we work hard. Yes. Body says, give me this, I'll be happy. And we work hard to get that thing. And we're like, well, I still feel pretty much the same. So that is called conditioned. And then there are those who are mukta, they're liberated, free from. And those are the people in the spiritual world. Sometimes some will be here. Mostly, you know, everybody in the spiritual world, fully liberated, no conditioning. They're not seeing themselves as something that is not true, you know. They're not seeing something, they don't have any misconceptions of their identity. And so, he says, and then, beyond these two, Uttama Purusha Ashtanya, beyond these two, there is a what does Uttam mean? The best. Uttama Purusha Ashtanya, there's another person who is the best person. So, We're talking above the category of those who are free from conditioning, the mukta, the liberated souls. Above that category, there's another person who is beyond all of them. Uttama Purusha Astranya Paramatmati Dharita. He is celebrated by the name Paramatma. We may be called Atma, but there is Paramatma. Yolokacharma Vishya, he enters all the planets, Vibhati Avi Ishwara, and maintains all beings. Yasmat Sharamatitoham, because Krishna is beyond both the Mukta, the liberated, and the conditioned. Prahita Purushottama, he is celebrated Lokivedicha in the world and in the Vedas as that Supreme Person. Now, sometimes people will produce some bogus philosophy. They say you chant some mantra, you do this puja, you become God. Now, here's God saying, no, there's the conditioned and the liberated, and then there's somebody else, that's me. It's not a job you can petition for and try to get that job. It's already taken. Like, when did Krishna become God? He's always God. He was 8 days old. The Putana witch tried to kill him and he destroyed. Who can do anything at 8 days? 8 days old and he was so powerful. He was, because he's always God. Now somebody will say, well, Vishnu, Krishna, they're God of the, have you seen the movie The Matrix? You seen? So they say the world is illusion, Maya. So there's Advaitavadi, you know Advaitavan? They'll say God is also part of the Maya. They say, oh, there's no Ram, there's no Krishna, it is only just this Shakti, Brahman, Shakti. You're a God. Now Krishna doesn't, Bhagavad Gita does not say that. Bhagavad Gita says something, that there is some, that yeah, you are in a sense God, because you're made out of the same thing. It's like the drop of water from the ocean is salty like the ocean, but the quantity is very different from the ocean itself. Quality is the same, quantity is different. So there is an Advaita, but it's not Advaita in every single way. It's qualified Advaita. Inconceivable Advaita Dvaita. So, Krishna says, Yo mameva samudo janati. One who knows without a doubt, janati. Asamudo janati purush, yo mam eva. One who knows, purushottama, that I am the Supreme Person. Sa sarvavit. He has all the wits. He knows everything. Because what they will say is like, yes, it's okay to believe that Vishnu is God. Because he's God of the illusion, but when you get to the highest, it's just nothing. Just oneness. But Krishna says, one who understands his position as God, he is sarvavit. He has all the wits. That is the highest. And he is characterized, bhajatevam sarvavena bharata. He is always engaged in seva and in loving seva. Iti guya. Have you heard? Guya means secret, Gupta. Iti guya tamam sastram. This is the great secret of the Vedas. It is not understood just by reading. Iti guya tamam sastram idam mukva mayanaga. And Arjuna, you can understand because, Hari, mommy, only mommy can satisfy.
There, go to mommy. Yes, yes. There, see? Happy. She is the refuge. Gati. Param Gati.
So iti guryatamam sastram, this is the great secret of the Vedas, iti idam ukva mayanaga, and you can understand Arjuna because you are without sin. Etat bhutva purimanshat, and by understanding this you become wise, intelligent. Kita kitascha bharatat, all your endeavors will know perfection. So that is the blessing for Yuvan, that by understanding the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita he becomes fully wise, and all of his endeavors will know perfection. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thanks a lot. Hare Krishna.